presents Unmasking Kelsey by Kay Hooper. Copyright 1988 by Kay Hooper. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Bantam Books, an imprint of Random House Incorporated. Read by Lisa Brown. 1. Move it or lose it, buddy. If Kelsey had obeyed his common sense, he would have moved it. However, as the command woke him up quite abruptly from a sound, exhausted sleep, and as he was feeling a bit irascible because of it, he chose to force the issue. So, in his best Bogart imitation, he growled, "Scram!" The wisdom of that response was instantly in doubt when he felt the cold hardness of a gun barrel against his neck. In a matter-of-fact voice that was musical and yet held all the softness of an angry drill sergeant's, the woman said, "Any last words? A cigarette in a blindfold, maybe?" Sitting very still, Kelsey chose to respond to the steely voice rather than the flippant words.
Can we back up a little? I don't know who you are, but..."
"That makes us even, doesn't it? All I know is that this piece of junk is parked on my land and you're in it. I get jumpy when strangers park on my land." Kelsey wanted badly to turn his head and look at the woman, but didn't dare.
"Look, I'm harmless."